We could go, Aaron wasn't even down at practice today. You guys list him as a full participant. What's it mean to have him on the field just on a Wednesday for you?
It certainly helps, you know, overall preparation. Obviously, some players can operate and play without taking, the entire number of reps, and still be ready to go play. But it certainly helps as far as maybe the other guys. And that's what it's really all about. It's about, the teammates, everyone being on the same page and in sync.
Edgar, you guys have been pretty high on TJ Lang, obviously, for a while, but him making the Pro Bowl this year is as much as an honor about his body of work.
It really is. I think, overall, the success that he's had over the years, as well as this year. I mean, he's a tremendous leader for us. He goes about doing it the right way. He's a good role model and sets the example for our young players. And you love his play style. So I think, when you kind of look at everything, it probably fits into the equation. But without a doubt, you love his play style and what he stands for.
Is Todd Montgomery surprised you at all, especially after that last game, with some of the things that he's doing on the football field, being a former receiver?
Not really. I wouldn't say it surprises us. I think going into it, you knew he had the toughness, and that's the starting point, the attitude of it. I go back, to some of the comments made earlier as far as his ability to break tackles. That's the number one trait that you kind of look for, how you go about breaking tackles, the balance, using the stiff arm, playing with leverage, accelerating his feet on contact, doing the little things, understanding when and how to use certain techniques. So I would say it doesn't really surprise us, knowing, Todd Montgomery the way we do.
How much is that? Is attitude when you get first contact, second contact, trying to get to the next level?
I think that's the starting point. I think the mindset that you have to have going into it, and then you apply your fundamentals.
So it obviously started with an idea he could possibly make this transition to running back. When was it that he looked like a running back? How long did that take?
Well, he was always a versatile player. You go back and you look at some of the tape, his complete body of work starting on the college level, and how he was utilized in a number of different positions. And then once he came in here, we did some similar things as far as moving him around, showing the versatility. So I really couldn't tell you exactly when, but knowing that he was a versatile player and he could, create matchups, and that's obviously the key. Coach McCarthy has talked about that day one as far as creating matchups, certain personnel groupings to dictate to the defense.
Talk about the game that Jared Cook had in Chicago.
For two consecutive weeks, we always talk about stacking success, and he's certainly done that on third down, and that's where it stands out probably more than anything else. He continues to make plays on third downs. We talk about moving the chains. Those are two back-to-back weeks where he's made two big plays to keep drives alive.
Back to Ty for a minute. You obviously picked up a lot of blitzers in your day. Is that an especially impressive part that he's done so well in pass protection?
You know what? We always talk about being complete. It's not always about as a runner, running the football, catching the football out of the backfield. But the number one job you have here in Green Bay is protecting our quarterback. And a big part of that is understanding the scheme, the communication of the pass protections and the adjustments that we can make. And then the next part of it is being fundamentally sound. And he certainly, again, goes back to his overall preparation as far as understanding his responsibility from a pass protector, from an assignment standpoint, and then the fundamentals, how to apply them as far as picking up his guy. But to answer your question, he's done a really good job in that.
Is he just a natural at basically anything? I mean, again, it's not like he's, like Ryan said when he was actually talking to Ty before, it's like he went from slot to outside receiver. I mean, it's just a totally different thing. He just seems like a natural. I mean, is that basically what it boils down to? He's just a natural or something?
Well, he's instinctive, no doubt about that. He's instinctive, but, just like anything else, you have to work at it. You put the work in and what, generally what you, you put into it is what you'll get out of it. So I think, you know, from an overall preparation standpoint, he's done a phenomenal job as far as his work ethic.